Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So this is part two of my epic two-part mini-series on what makes Beryl Health Center such an amazing place to work. Carrying on from last episode's list of fantastic things that they do that make them so darn special, here are some more things that Beryl does to build an inspiring, fun, rocking, great workplace. The HR manager's job title is the Queen of Fun and Laughter. You know you're off to a good start right away. They have a laugh box that they place in the center of the office, filled with funny bloopers and humorous thoughts. When the call center floor needs a little stress relief, someone reaches for the laugh box and reads a couple of entries from the box. They have a thought-based leadership platform called the Beryl Institute that has branded Beryl as experts in their field and that serves as a great motivator for coworkers. They built a culture centered around four key values: passion for customer service, never sacrifice quality, always do the right thing, spirit of camaraderie. They have a peer recognition program that recognizes employees for modeling those values. Their Right Start program ensures new hires are welcomed on day one by a large group of people and that each new coworker spends time with every manager at Beryl during their first few weeks. They hold monthly chat and chew luncheons where a group of employees chow down with senior managers and have the opportunity to ask questions and discuss issues. They have a popular intranet advice column called Ask Paul, which lets employees ask questions of the CEO. And of course, many of the questions are tongue-in-cheek, offering great opportunities for a little levity. And finally, they have a monthly business book club, where 75 coworkers read the same business book, then report to the group on their thoughts and insights at a monthly book club meeting. What a great list of ideas. It's no wonder between last week's episode and this week's list that Beryl Health is known as the workplace where everyone smiles. And my fun at work tip. It's been a while since I've talked about an alter ego name generator. So how about one for your next team project? Why, after all, would you name a new work project something boring or bureaucratic sounding? Would you could add some pizzazz by naming it something cool, something even James Bond could get excited about, or something fun that's going to make everyone smile when they talk about the new program or project? So if you Google project name generator, you can seek out random offbeat project names for your next project change initiative process at work. Names such as Adrenaline Skunk, Screaming Eagle, Intense Empty Neptune, Silly Storm, or Strawberry Alien Scoreboard. How could you not smile if you start referring to projects by one of those goofy names? And the quote of the week from Randall Munson: I bought a package of batteries, but they weren't included. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, you know, the economy where I hang out in Alberta, Canada here, is going through some incredibly rough times with the low price of oil. So it's a little frustrating to read these strange reasons that unemployed workers in Australia have given for turning down work when offered a job. One man, for example, refused work as a driver's assistant, insisting he could only work as the driver or not at all. One man said he simply couldn't work with chickens. Just could not work with chickens. No mention of turkeys, but definitely no chickens. And one 58-year-old man could not work 3 hours on Sundays because that was, yep, his golf day. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.